Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's the night, and it's going to happen again.
Thank you so much for joining us for a special edition of Peter Wiseman's Sports Frenzy here on a Wednesday night. I know you guys aren't used to this out of me, but I think that that's something that you're becoming used to out of me, is that you never know what's going to happen. And I'm very excited tonight. You guys know how much I love the NFL. You know how much I love football in general, and you know how much I love fantasy football. And that's why we're here tonight. I've been involved in building Rivalry Radio and all of that for quite some time. And kind of in the background has been a friend of mine. His name is Ryan, and I've never actually asked him in person, so I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But I believe his last name is Judas or Jaitis. He can help me out with that when I bring him on. But he's actually been kind of in the shadows with me, pushing this fantasy football, and it's part of what helped get me going. I helped him with it as well, but in the background, he's been building it, and tonight we get to hear about it because he's getting close to bringing it to fruition. And not only is he looking for those of us that are willing to enjoy it with him, but we're also trying to find people that will help him to put the finishing touches on it and to make it what it looks to me. And as most of you know, I'm pretty well-versed in football and fantasy football. But this looks to me like the next generation or the next step in fantasy football. This isn't just your normal plug in a few players here and let's see what happens on a Sunday. This is the real thing that we've all been looking for when we're playing the franchise mode on Madden, or, you know, when we're sitting in our heads and thinking, what if I was the general manager of the Cleveland Browns or whichever team that you follow and you have that passion to build. And it looks like Ryan and the people that are working with him have finally brought that to us. And I'm very excited about it because, I mean, this is a league. And when I tell people about fantasy, they tell me, well, you know, does that include defensive players? Does that include kickers? Yes, that's what we're getting to. And it might even take you a step further than that. I think you might actually be blown away at how deep they've actually taken this. These are guys that – like the rest of us, they like fantasy, but they've taken it to the next step, and I think you're going to actually really enjoy what you're about to see. We're going to let Ryan explain to us what's going on. We're going to let him tell us a little bit about his website, where we can find him, where he's located on Facebook, and all that good stuff. But we're also going to give him a chance to tell us a little bit about what's going on, and then I'm hoping that any of you that are listening that have any questions or maybe even suggestions would call in tonight and give us a little bit of help. The number that you can call is 563-999-3750. And I know when I'm listening to a sports talk show, they always rattle off that number so fast, and I usually don't call in because I don't catch it. So I'm going to give it to you two more times really slowly. 563-999-3750. And we would really appreciate if you would call in and let us know how you feel. Ryan is building this so it meets exactly the kind of needs and desires that we as fantasy fans have. So he would love to hear your input. He would love to know how you feel about this. Once again, that number is 563-999-3750. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Ryan on here in just a second. And he's going to tell us, like I said, where we can – he's going to introduce himself, tell us where we can find him on social media, and then I'm going to go ahead and ask him a few questions about the actual fantasy football play. Ryan, how are you doing tonight, my good friend?
I'm doing good, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Here in Wisconsin, it's finally starting to look like summer, which is the opposite of football weather. And as much as I love football, I like to enjoy my summer before football season finally comes. And we have that here, and that just means that we're in full gear into football mode. And we love that. It seems like, if I remember right, I was just asking my wife, Ryan, but I believe that you and I have known each other for about 2 years now, and we've been working on this, and it's finally starting to come together. That's got to be very exciting for you.
Yeah, it really is. We took a pretty slow, methodical approach to it. My partner and I, we have, got probably combined about 40 years worth of fantasy experience, and we played every type of format. And, the whole reason this whole thing got kicked off was because the site that we played on pretty much was collapsing. It was a long time dynasty site, and it was a really good site, and it had its run, and they put out a notice that they weren't sure how much longer they were going to stay afloat. And me and my partner just started talking. He eventually became my partner, but we were just playing the league for several years together about how sad it was that it was going to leave and that we wouldn't have that kind of realistic type of approach. And we decided that, why don't we, pick up where they left off, essentially, right? Why don't we just continue it because we love it so much. We have the passion for Dynasty. And what we quickly found out through doing some research and just through talking and things like that, that while that site was really good, it was missing a lot of things that we've now incorporated that, we talk about making it being like the next generation of fantasy football and things like that. We really prided ourselves on that. So we really took our time to not only make sure everything was meticulously correct towards like the NFL, because we're trying to bring as much as the real NFL to fantasy football as possible while keeping it easy and fun for everybody. But, we also wanted to make sure that, we could get our patent-pending technology right, and that was, like, the most important thing. That's what took us the longest, was creating these algorithms. So we have several features that, that are in the patent-pending phase that is really what's going to separate us from everybody else.
Ryan, we're actually not that far away now from, football preseason and all that actually taking off, and the start of the regular season, believe it or not, is, 2.5 months away. Is this going to be ready?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to play this when the NFL season starts up in 2017?
No, unfortunately not. So this is, what's happened is, we took the first 2 years to design it properly. And that's about, when we started meeting and stuff like that, about halfway through that, actually. And the last year, we've been going from investor to investor. And, unfortunately, we haven't found the right partner yet. A lot of them don't really, see fantasy football as fantasy football. You know what I mean? Like, they understand it. They see it. They've been scared off a little bit because of, DraftKings and FanDuel. Even though we're a non-gambling site, we're subscription-based only, they're still weary because of the whole legalization thing that came out. First of all, just so everybody that's listening is, because we're subscription-based, we have nothing to worry about with that. Which is you're going to pay monthly, you're going to pay a yearly fee, and that's it. You own your team, and then your prize for winning is we pick up the next year for you. You play the next year for free. Until we see how this whole, thing pans out with legalities and stuff like that. Because as of right now, for FanDuel and things like that to operate in different states, they have to pay fees. And that's just not something that we can do right now. I'm sorry.
I think that that's interesting because I'm thinking that that's probably the question on everybody's mind right now. I actually like FanDuel and DraftKings, and I enjoy playing them, but there is times where it gets kind of complicated and can be, like you said, there's a lot of issues with it. But
about the launch of 2017, unfortunately we're not going to make that because of, we haven't drawn the investor yet. So what we're doing now is we're turning the focus towards crowdfunding. And, we're going to start up a Kickstarter campaign on, July 3rd, and it's going to be a two-month campaign. And, me and my partner had a long talk about it, and we thought about Kickstarter, a while ago. but we really want to try to go the investor route. And when that wasn't working out, we had a sit down. We really thought hard about it. We're like, you know, the only people that can really truly see this are the people that are going to want it. You know, so what we decided to do is we built up a Kickstarter. Like I said, it's going to start on July 3rd. We've come up with a bunch of rewards, and essentially what it's going to be is you're going to be able to buy your team at a discount or buy your league at a discount. You know, if you're interested in playing. If you're not interested in playing, you just think it's a really cool idea and you want to help it along, you can also just, you know, give some money for that as well. And that's what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to hit it through crowdfunding.
Well, yeah, and the thing that I've learned by trying to start up something as far as business-wise and all that is when you're trying to get it going, people look at it and think, well, you know, that seems kind of different than what I was looking for. But the good part about it is once this is rolling and everything is good, it's going to be the perfect fantasy site. I mean, I've been listening to you talk about this for 2 years, and I can tell that I don't even play redrafts anymore because, to me, it's not worth my time. Now that I've tasted Dynasty, you know, that I want to invest in my own future. And I know that your league is more than just Dynasty, right? You're gonna have the capability to do redraft or Dynasty, whatever the players get to choose, basically, right?
Yeah, so when you once we go, you know, once we hit our goal and go live, obviously, and things like that, when you sign in, you're going to be able to choose whether you want to do, you know, redraft or dynasty. You know, because, you know, as we all know that, you know, believe it or not, you know, dynasty is it's a pretty big format, but it's almost like an underground format. Like, you know, it's like the who's who know about dynasty football. You know, a lot of people, you know, in the tens of millions play redraft. And, you know, and it's a great stepping stone to Dynasty. So the way we set it up is, you know, you're going to be able to log in, and if you choose a redraft site, you can either choose to, you know, just do straight redraft every year, or you can turn it into a keeper league and keep, you know, as many players as you want, you know?
Right.
And then on the other side, you're going to have the Dynasty, where you can basically, you're going to be put in the seat like a real general manager, and you're going to have to deal with, you know, real salary cap and real contract implications. It's great because what we really did is for the first time ever, you know, and this hasn't happened to any dynasty that I've ever played on, is we're using real salaries. So when you first start up, like your first league, every single salary in there is the real NFL salary. And then as contracts come up for renewals, they're not going based off of just like, you know, a percentage or how long the contract is for and stuff like that. You know, for example, our old league, it used to be somebody had like a $3 million contract. If you were going to re-sign them for 5 years, it would be like a $4 million contract. Or 4 years, it would be like a $4.1 million contract. So it was like the longer, you sign them, you know, obviously the cheaper it got, but it was like predetermined. We're not doing that. We're letting the market set it. So if my quarterback goes out, if I re-sign my quarterback for $25 million a year, and next year your quarterback comes up to free agency and he's equal or better, well, his asking price is starting higher than $25 million. And now you got to figure out what you're going to do. Can you afford him? You know, do you have to cut him, draft a new guy? You know, you have to make all these decisions. So, you know, it's really awesome the way, you know, we've really set this whole thing up. You know,
yeah, let me stop you right there for a minute, and I hope that the people that are listening actually heard that, because that's one of the things when you play in Dynasty that has been kind of a stalemate, at least for me, because a lot of times people will look at your roster and say, well, that's not fair, you got all those guys, or you'll look at someone else's roster and think, that's not fair, they got all those guys and I'll never have access to them. And I want the listeners to think about that. You're actually playing in a league where the guy that holds, let's say, David Johnson, or that holds Derek Carr, is going to have to make a decision in a few years, just like the Raiders or just like the Cardinals. Do I want to invest the amount of money to keep that player? And I think that's just going to keep this stuff real and exciting, where right now fantasy can be kind of, you know, it can feel like you're stalled out. Because I know a lot of times people, you know, in my leagues that I play in, they say, well, we're never going to get those players because so-and-so has a death grip on them. You have it set up so that actually changes. Before I give it back to you, Ryan, though, I want to one time again give the number to call in and talk to Ryan and ask him questions. I know those of you that are listening have tons of questions and are excited about this as I am, because I feel myself, I can barely sit still over here. 563-999-3750. Please call in and give him any questions or opinions that you have, because I'm sure he would love to know how he can, like you've noticed already, he sat down and made this as best as he can for us, and I'm sure he would like to do even more of that. But, Ryan, I appreciate that about this site, because I think it's going to make it more fluid and give people a chance to remain competitive.
Yeah, it's like I said, we're trying to bring the realism back, not even back, bring it to fantasy football for the first time. And, step one was really the contracts. So I don't want to spend too much time on it. It's easier actually read it, because we're going to have a news article coming out pretty soon this week about it. And it really breaks down how you can do, different types of contracts and stuff like that. But, they're going to work very realistic. So, for example, you're going to sign a player to, their base salary plus their signing bonus, and things like that. And, if you trade a player or you cut a player or the player retires, it's not like you just take a little salary cap hit, like in most fantasy leagues, you take the salary cap hit of that signing bonus. So, everything matters on how you set up your team and how you handle cap management. And that is, honestly, one of the most difficult things we had to tackle with, right? We're like, there's so many moving parts with contracts, right? If I cut this player or I don't want to add this player, how is that going to affect my cap or positively or negatively, because, you take cap hits for trading people, you take cap hits for cutting them, and you take cap hits for, bringing them aboard, right? It's always changing your salary cap. So
right.
one of the patent pending technologies that we have out there is a financial advisor. And what the financial advisor is going to do basically is anytime you go to make a move, it's just going to pop up a little window and say, this is what's going to happen. It's going to either negatively impact you by this much, positively impact you by this much, or maybe just one of those sweet things where you're outside all the guaranteed money and everything else like that, and it's not going to bother you at all. You know what I mean? You can afford to take the cut.
Right.
So if it's people that are like on the cusp of dynasty or just coming into it for the first time, it's really going to alleviate a lot of stress. Because I can tell you, when I started playing dynasty 10 years ago on my site, every time I wanted to cut a player, I had to break out a calculator, go into the help suite, read their help suite to figure out the mathematical equation of how they did salary cap hits. And to me, that was frustrating and time-consuming to a point to where I honestly was just like, I got tired of doing it. I just started being like, I'll cut somebody and just deal with it later. I'll wait to see what the salary
right.
cap application is, and I'll work around that. And, while I was fortunate enough that, it positively affected me more times than it didn't, it also frustrated me. So, I think this is a great tool that we came up with to make it really simple to say, hey, you know what, can I afford Derek Carr $25 million a year? And, can I go out and afford to pick up, Brandon Marshall and bring him to my team or whatnot, for that one or less 2 years that he's got to maybe get you over the hump for a championship. Everything's going to be right there for you in black and white.
I know the people that are really excited about playing this type of league usually, I've noticed it from the two dynasty leagues that I'm the commissioner of. But the people that usually really get into this are people that enjoy not only trading and trading a lot, but like epic blockbuster trades. How is that going to play out when you're trying to fit under the salary cap? Is that going to also play into that, where they can see how that affects them, or is that going to get very complicated?
No, it's gonna read all that. So let's say you and me are in a trade, and you want to trade players A and B for my player A and a draft pick. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to pick the guys you want to put into the trade. I'm going to pick the guys that I want. You're going to pick the guys you want to trade to me, and the guy in the draft pick you want from me. Before it goes through, it's going to say, hey, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to your salary cap. And, it'll show the name, what the salary cap, is going to be, plus or minus X amount of dollars, total amount. And if it's like, do you want to go through with this, you're going to okay it, and it's going to push your trade through. Or you're going to say, you know what, I don't think it was going to impact me. Go ahead and mix that.
Right. Wow, that sounds awesome. Yeah, because like I said, I've noticed that during the off season, especially not so much during the regular season, but right about this time when people are starting to realize that the draft isn't that far away, that the NFL season is starting up, and that it's time to start thinking about fantasy. Like in our league, we've had some massive trades already, I just want to make sure that's the kind of thing that it'll be able to handle, because I know that for a lot of people that get into this, that's the excitement for them, is making those big deals that move quite a few players. Once again, anybody listening, 563-999-3750. We're talking about a fantasy league, for lack of a better term, that Ryan is creating. Him and I have been working on this for a long time. He's been working on it. I've been helping him promote it. And very excited that it's starting to shape up a little bit. Ryan, because we just kind of jumped into it, where can people actually find you? If they want to go look at this and they want to see it on paper, do you have a website? Do you have Facebook or Twitter? Where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, sure. So we do have a website. It's www.nationalfranchiseleague.com. And then the Facebook is the same thing. It's just National Franchise League. So you can go on there, like us, share us. Starting this week, actually probably starting tomorrow, I'm going to release the first of several newsletters I'm going to have. And it's going to go it's actually perfect timing because we're doing this. So everybody's going to hear this pretty much for the first time tonight. And they're going to be able to go in and be able to read about it over the next week or so. I'm going to probably release one every other day. And what it's really going to do is going to reinforce everything that we're talking about. So if they go to the website, as I release them on Facebook, I'll be putting them on the website as well. The website already, if you go there, has nice little summary of some of our main pieces that are going to be separating us from the rest of our competition. And, basically you can sign up there right now if you're interested. Like, if you're already like, oh, man, this sort of sounds cool, you can throw your email address in there. We'll capture it, and then once we get funded and, get everything programmed and we go live, we'll send out a massive email to everybody to be like, hey, go in, sign up on your league and, enjoy.
Yeah, and that sounds phenomenal, and I'm very much looking forward to being a part of this. For me, it's the whole, like I brought up earlier, the whole dynasty part of it, where you know that the draft that you're doing, because when you're a busy guy, I know that you have kids, and when you're a busy guy like me, I have four kids, I have a wife to take care of, I got plenty of other responsibilities. I don't have a lot of time, and my wife is nice enough that if I say to her, hey, guess what, babe, it's Wednesday night, and I have a radio show I wasn't planning, and I got to do it. She's kind enough to say, okay, I'll take care of the responsibilities. But to be able to do that to her real often and to have these major drafts, there was times where I was drafting five or six times in a summer, or in the fall for a league coming up. I want to know now that when I do that, I'm actually doing it for a reason, and I can build off of that. So that's why I appreciate Dynasty so much. And I think the dynasties that I've played, and I really enjoy, and everybody tells me they're the funnest leagues they've played in, but I think what you've created is even way, way above that, and a step way above that, because now we're talking, actually, not only do you get to keep your players, but like I brought up before, I like the idea, because a lot of people complained because I actually got lucky. I'm not saying it's a break, because I actually got lucky. I have a stable full of quarterbacks, and everybody looks at my quarterbacks and says, we're never going to be able to touch those guys. And in the league that you've created, I'm actually going to have to make a decision probably every few years. Are those guys really, really worth keeping? What are the other major selling points that you can think of, Ryan, that in the leagues that you've played in now can kind of be a bottleneck that kind of makes the league a little bit stiff? Do you find ways to loosen it up to make it a little bit more exciting?
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. So let's really talk about what Dynasty is about, right? So as most people know who play it, and we've been talking about, it's about building a team over the long haul. You know, that first draft you usually do is like a, it's a bigger draft. You usually draft veteran players. And then after that, you have a rookie draft. And then every year, you continue to do rookie drafts. You know, you have salary cap to stay under and things like that. Now, where a lot of sites have fallen short is, much like you said, you might have, you know, you might figure out a way to manipulate the system. I know I did it in the past. I used to have great quarterbacks on my team. I remember there was one league where I had, you know, Roethlisberger was my backup quarterback, you know, and then my starting quarterback was Aaron Rodgers, and then my third string quarterback was an upcoming, I think it was Joe Flacco, I think I had, or something like that. I just got him like in
wow.
first or second year or something like that. So, you know, on those teams, you could figure it to manipulate it because, like I said, all the salaries were fake. Now, you can't carry three $20 million players on your roster in here. So, you know, one of the things we did was what we talked about earlier is we started saying we need to make it realistic contracts to keep it real. The second thing we did was we said, well, how are we going to keep it simple? And that's what we talked about before about the financial advisor. The third thing is actually really my favorite feature, and this is a thing that took us months to perfect. I mean, we probably rewrote this 100 times to get it right, and that is the smart depth chart. This is another patent-pending technology that we have out there. And what it does is it allows you to set your first string guys, your second string guys, and in some positions you might have a third string guy, right? And what's going to happen is you're going to set it at the beginning of the week. So you're a busy guy. So picture this. You say, okay, Thursday night football's coming up. You know, you tell the wife, hey, you know, I got to sit down for a half hour, set my roster. You set your first string, your second string, your third string. The week plays out. Now, first quarter comes along. Let's say Brady's your back, your starting quarterback, you know, killing it in the first half. He goes down in the second quarter, midway through the second quarter, right? And now you're like, oh, my God. Normally you're like, I'm done, right? Brady's done. He's out. My major player is gone because the quarterback makes up at least 30% of your points. And now you got to hope that somebody has a massive game to kind of pick up the rest. Well, not with the smart depth chart. The smart depth chart, what it does is says, okay, who's the backup to Tom Brady on your team? Let's say, for example, you have Roethlisberger, right, because he's going pretty well in the ADP leagues now. So let's just say you have Roethlisberger as a backup. So on a quarter-by-quarter basis, our smart depth chart is going to read who's in the game and who's not in the game. So unfortunately, you're not going to get any points for the second half of that second quarter where Brady goes down. But since Brady's out for the game, the start of that third quarter, our system's going to say, hey, is Tom Brady playing? And it's going to say no. And it's going to say, okay, is Ben Roethlisberger playing? And it's going to say yes. And it's like, hey, great, we're going to take Ben Roethlisberger, and we're going to start counting his points. And then what's going to happen is, at the end of the game, you're going to get both points from both Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. So you're no longer getting screwed by injuries. So, it, you know, we totally took the whole injury thing out of the equation. So, I mean, can you still get hurt here and there? It's possible. Like, what happens if you didn't have a backup to Tom Brady that's a starting quarterback, right? Like, what if you had, Kellen Moore from the Cowboys who never sees the field, right? You know, you're out of luck there. But, you know, if you plan right and you draft right, you know, you can make it so you're really never affected by injuries.
And I think that's awesome because there's a game that it seems to usually hit me in the game. Like, if I'm in first place in my league and there's somebody creeping on me, and if they beat me, they actually take over first place or they get a better spot in the playoffs. And I'm all excited and I got my roster all set exactly like I want it. And I get everybody started, and then on the very first play, Julio Jones gets hurt and there goes my team. And I that's why I think that this is actually a great thing. It might upset some people that are purists in the league, but I think you're going to find out over time that having the ability to have a backup come in is going to actually make it more fair, more reasonable, and eventually more fun, because it's not all based on – because you can't help. I remember I actually had – I think it was Carson Palmer in the game when he got hurt way back in the day. And it was an important thing for me, and he ended up getting hurt, and I lost all those points, and not only lost the season because he wasn't there, but lost that game, which really put me in a bad spot. And, you know, having something like that, being able to not have that happen on a regular basis, I think is eventually going to make the league more fun. And it sounds like you guys have covered a lot of those different areas, and that's what makes this very exciting for me, because it seems like not only is it going to be something that you can interact on Sunday, but this is going to be something that, you know, you can put time in throughout the whole week and actually probably throughout the whole year, actually. What's the off season like on this, Ryan? Is there actually a free agency period and all that, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so before we get into that, I just want to just dial back a little bit and talk about, how you brought up how some people might get a little bit upset with the depth chart idea. It's funny that you said that, because we actually got a little bit of pushback from some diehards out there, you know. And, you know, we welcome the pushback, and it's good because it actually gave us a way to explain why we're doing it. So the whole reason we're doing it is to bring it all the way back to what our motto is, and it's to bring in as much as the real NFL to fantasy football as possible. The last time I checked, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but an NFL game is not decided by one or two players, right? It's connected by a whole team.
Right.
Right? That's why they build a 53-man roster. That's why they take 90 guys to training camp, and they start doing cut-down days because they're trying to find the best 46 to dress and the best 53 to put on a roster in case of injuries. So we really are becoming the first site that's ever truly a true team-versus-team, not starters-versus-starters website. So that was very, very important to us, because redraft is mainly your skill positions versus skill positions. And even in dynasty leagues today, it is whoever your starters are versus whoever the other starters are, because if they get injured, you're not getting any points for them. So having backups and being able to draft backups, it's fun, and it keeps it entertaining because it's different, but there's no really, honestly, point to them, because unless the guy can get multiple weeks, then it's like, okay, I'm glad I had this guy as a backup. But what happens when that guy goes down in the first quarter, like you said? Well, what's the point of having a backup if you can't use him? So,
right.
I mean, I'd be like, you know, like you said, when Carson Palmer goes down, did the Bengals just not have a quarterback that game? No, they put in whoever their backup was back in the day, you know?
Right, exactly.
So,
exactly. The only thing that I'm thinking when it entered my mind that someone might be upset is, like, if, let's say I started, well, Adrian Peterson isn't a good example anymore, but let's say I started Le'Veon Bell, and the guy that I'm playing against is like, man, I have no chance of beating Peter this week because he's got Le'Veon Bell. And then Le'Veon Bell goes down with an injury, and all of a sudden I give this guy a chance, but his player that he started doesn't do anything, and then my backup comes in and saves the day. I know that would be frustrating for a lot of people, because when you do get that injury, it gives them hope. This kind of takes away that hope. But what you were just explaining is that's the whole reason for backups in the real NFL. So it might change the face of fantasy for now, but I think it's a positive change. I think it's the kind of change that we need to see, because you don't want to beat a guy just because he had his best player go down. You want to beat him because it's fair and square. And like you said, you know, that's the whole reason why NFL teams have backups, and that's the reason why fantasy teams should have backups as well. So I think that's not only a fair adjustment, but I think it's a positive adjustment to the future of fantasy football.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, and we have gotten a lot of rave reviews about it, to be honest with you. It's just that it was funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, we did get a little bit of, you know, pushback. And that's the thing, though. Anybody who really is a diehard Dynasty fan is going to love that feature, because, I mean, some of the leagues that I played in were unbelievably, like, you know, that trash talking, you know what I mean? It's about who could build a better team, you know, who could pull off a great trade to get themselves over the top. And, I mean, every year we had a different winner, man. I mean, it was rare that we had guys that went, you know, multiple years, you know, into championships. I mean, yeah, you had guys that were consistently playoff contenders, but, you know, winning a championship is a whole different thing. And, you know, being able to do something like this, I'm really interested to see how people are going to handle it, because, like I said, it's never been done. So, you know,
right.
I really don't even know how I'm going to handle it, to be honest with you. And I've been doing it for, you know, 15 years playing Dynasty.
Right.
So,
the beautiful thing about Dynasty, in my opinion, is that it brings out the different personalities in people. Because I have a league that's going into its third year and a league that's going into its second year. And a lot of the players that are playing haven't played Dynasty before. They're used to redraft leagues, and so they've built their teams like a redraft league. And these guys are having a lot of success right now. Now, on the other hand, I'm the opposite. I built my team to win in 2 or 3 years. So I'm not. I haven't even to this point wanted to win it yet. And I actually dialed my team back a little bit when it was. I started out 7-0 last year, and I dialed it back a little bit. But so it brings out the different personalities, and it shows the people that want to win now, and some of them have to win now. They can't build for the future. They just want to win now. And then there's the guys that you know, like myself, who want to build a dynasty. So I think that that's what makes this league so much fun. And like you said, you know, we're kind of in the early stages of that, especially in the early stages of actually bringing it to a full-blown level. And it's going to bring out a lot of interesting things, and we're going to find out a whole bunch of new dynamics. I'm very excited about seeing how that all plays out, you know. So I think you've got a wonderful thing here, and I think as soon as people start really seeing it in action, they're going to get excited. Like I said, I've been listening to you talk about it for 2 years, and I'd really like to light that fire under other people, because now the part I want to stress is when you're playing in a redraft, yes, it's fun for 1 year, but then the next year it's like an eraser on a chalkboard. That's all gone. And in this kind of league, you have the opportunity to actually spend that time building for your future. Of this awesome game, which has intrigued and compelled so many people, you have a chance to continue to build that, and you're investing your time rather than just spending it. And I think that's the beauty of what's going on here. And not only that, because that's already been done, but now you're doing it in a way that's actually as close as I've seen to the NFL and to reality as you can really get. So you're actually getting that experience of not only playing fantasy football, but of getting as close as you can to actually a GM. How do you feel about that, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we aim for and stuff like that. And, you know, you talk about, you know, the realism of the NFL and, you know, and making yourself feel like a real GM and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, that's the whole point to what we're doing. And I mean, you know, one of the greatest things we did was with this site is we came up with so many firsts. So, you know, one of the big things that we came up with, and this is goes back to what you were bringing about the off season, is we're going to follow pretty much the NFL schedule. I don't know if we can do it exactly day for day. We're trying to see if we can do that because, you know, fantasy always works a little bit differently than real life. And that's only
right.
Because we're trying to fit a new feature in that's never been done before, but we don't know if we can actually do it yet. And I don't really want to talk about that in case, you know, unfortunately, we can't do it yet. It's like something I'd like to hold out for when we can roll it out down the road as another feature. So we're trying to see if we can do that. And if we can do it, it would be awesome. But if not, like I said, you know, technology is always moving along, and it might be something we'll roll out later down the road. But the off season, for the most part, is going to follow pretty close to the NFL schedule. So, for example, you know, we obviously have to wait for the draft, so our staff provider is going to load all the players in. And then once the staff provider loads all the players in, then rookie drafts will come in and stuff like that. After the rookie draft, you'll go into a free agent period where you can sign anybody who is in free agency. And one of the great things that we've done is we created blind bidding. So one feature that used to annoy the heck out of us was the league that we played in, you know, you might be the fantasy guy that, like, really digs, looks for that gem, and then you just have, like, that lazy guy that says, oh, look, this guy just started bidding this person. I got to bid on him, too. It must mean something. And then all of a sudden, he's raising your bid up, right? So all of a sudden, your guy that you're hoping to get for, like, maybe under $1 million or $1 million as a steal, because he's like this diamond in the rough upcoming guy, you just end up paying, like, $3 or $4 million for, right? That used to annoy the heck out of me.
Right.
There was a couple of times, and I remember one time I paid $8 million for a lineman because I needed a lineman. I didn't even think that I needed him. But he just kept raising my bid, and I literally needed them to stay in competition, and it crushed me. So I hated that. So what we said is, you know what, we're going to do a blind bidding feature. And on top of that, not only are we going to do blind bidding, but as part of our patent-pending technology, and I keep bringing that up because we have several different patent-pending technologies out there, is we've created a player agent for the player. So for the first time ever, the player actually has an agenda based off of a lot of different attributes in the system. So, you know, based off his age, his injury history, all these different things are going to play into effect what his salary demands are going to be. So, you know, it's really cool. And people are going to read about it in the newsletter when it comes out. Basically, you're going to go through stages. So if you're sitting there free agency and you're like, oh, yeah, you know what, I kind of like this guy. I've heard something about him, and, you know, I'm going to put a bid on him. Nobody's going to know that you put a bid on that guy. And what happens is within 24 hours, I'm sorry, within 48 hours, the player is going to lock, and then people will know that there was a bid on the guy, but they won't be able to enter any more bids. So let's say me and you are the only two people that put a bid on this particular guy, right? 48 hours later, a message goes out saying this player is locked into a bidding war. So now me and you are competing against each other. I think it's somebody who's a free agent right now. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. But, let's use Brandon Marshall because he did sign, right? So let's say Brandon Marshall, we were both buying for him, right? So he's going to go out. You put in a $500,000 bid. I put in a $500,000 bid. We don't know what we bid, but we're just saying just to get it started. It locks. We go on to phase two. The agent says, okay, this is my player. This is what he wants. And that's going to take into account everything, right? His past success, his past failures, his injury history, and even things like if you're contending for a championship or if you're, a perennial losing team, unfortunately, all these different things are going to play into effect of what he's going to ask for money-wise. And then what's going to happen is we're going to put in another bid, and we're going to say, listen, this is what I feel you're worth. And the agent's going to take a look at that, and it's going to turn back and take a look at things like your rank of your position, right? Maybe I have the number one receiving squad in our dynasty league, right? Maybe you have, like, the 25th ranked wide receiving position in our dynasty league. So he's going to look at that and say, well, I have a better chance of playing for that guy over there who's ranked 25th overall than the guy who's worth first overall. But, however, maybe I'm a Super Bowl contender, and that's what he really wants. So maybe he's willing to come to me for a little bit less and not take as much money from you. So money's not the ultimate factor here. And I know some people that are listening.
So I could offer him more money?
Mm-hmm.
I could offer him more money and he could ultimately sign with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because we see it every day in the NFL, right? I mean, you know, you get these guys that have balled up their entire careers, and all they want is to be able to retire with a championship after that. You know what I mean? Like, they try to do it in their hometown or whatever, or in Brandon Marshall's case, he's been traveling, and, he's at that age. He's like, you know what? I mean, Joe's not going to give him a championship, unfortunately, but you have those guys that are like, you know, I'm going to go here. We see people go to the Patriots all the time for less for a championship shot. You know what I mean? And that's what we wanted to create that dynamic that says just because you maybe offered him $5 million for 1 year, maybe you offered him $3 million for 1 year. But he might pick me because I'm constantly in the playoffs, and maybe last year I lost in the Super Bowl, and he feels like he has a good shot at getting back there and winning it.
So, Ryan, if there's someone listening right now and they're not really into fantasy football necessarily, but they would like, or even if they are, but they would like to invest in this because they're like, I don't really know what's going on, but I think that this sounds like this guy actually really knows what he's talking about. From my perspective, you really do. I mean, there isn't any I remember I've asked you all kinds of questions, like all the things I want in a fantasy league, and every one I've asked you, not only have you had an answer for, but you've actually already thought it through, created it, and made it better than I could have ever dreamed. So if there's someone out there that's noticing that same thing that I am, and they're like, hey, I would like to be a part of this, how can they contact you? I mean, like initially, obviously you're not going to give out your phone number or anything like that, but initially how can they contact you to start moving that forward to become an investor or whatever for this project to help you get it on off the ground and in the air?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, if it's people that just want to, like, help us out with the crowdfunding thing and go that route, right? Like, you know, maybe yourself, right? Obviously, you know, you couldn't help fund this, you know, this entire project and things like that, but you're like, man, this is great. I want help with the crowdfunding and see if we can get them there. That's going to be created in the next couple of days. So I'm very responsive, honestly, to Facebook. So they just go to the National Franchise League, and they just send me a private message. You know, I'm on there all day long. So I have a really high response rate. Okay.
I didn't say cool.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I have a really high response rate on that. And if they have any questions about some of the features that we talked about tonight, any ideas, any pushback, I love feedback. I love it because it just makes me drive to make whatever they don't like, you know, to take it and turn it and make it better. So either way, they can get a hold of me directly. Investors, and this even goes out to people that, you know, I just talked about connecting through Facebook. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at Ryan, R-Y-A-N, J, at gap853.com. And, you can send me there, and we could talk about, you know, if you're an investor, about investments, or you could just send me and say, hey, you know what? I thought this idea was cool, or this idea was really cool, but I think this would make it a better feature. Because we have time, right? We're not fully, programmed or anything else like that, so we can always make little tweaks here and there to see what people want. Again, that email was Ryan, R-Y-A-N, J, at gap853.com. And those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
And that's awesome. And yeah, like Brian from, or Ryan, from what I'm seeing here with this, is you're very sound in this, and you've thought it through. I mean, how long? I've known you for about 2 years. How long have you actually been working on this?
We were working on it for 3 years in total. So you met us about halfway through what I call the paper development, right? Like when you're writing everything down on paper and spreadsheets and you're formulating stuff. We met a year into that, and then we had another year of fine-tuning and perfecting it. And then even this last year, as we were taking it around to investors and stuff like that, we didn't do as much fine-tuning, but there were things that we actually did slip in there and be like, you know what? There's an idea that just popped in our heads. This is really cool. Let's add this. And we did. So, really, it's really been like a better part of 3 years, but like two years of like 98% of the project. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, no, we have read, I have a vast, vast knowledge of football. I mean, I've been a football lover since I've been a kid. Even before I found Dynasty Football, I was one of those guys that just knew like every player on every team, who was drafted, who was coming out of college. I knew. Even to this day, where people are like, oh, I love this player, it's anything. I'm like, yeah, but that's not a good scheme for him. He really needs to be like in a spread offense or something like that. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm like, West Coast offense doesn't benefit this guy at all. And like, I'll just go into it, I'll break it down. And they'll be like, how the hell do you know all that? And I'll be like, I'm just a fan. I love it. I read it. I believe it. And then I was lucky enough to find a partner that was not only equally as knowledgeable, but has an incredible tech background. You know, I have a tech background, but he, like, destroys me in it. And so it was, like, a perfect match. It was, like, these two guys that, like, are, you know, football geeks and, geeks on the back end as well. And, while we're not, unfortunately able to program it, but we understand everything about, like, database and tables and how we want to structure stuff, and we can get that into the hands of the programmer to make this site the way we want it.
I want anybody that's listening to know that, as sure of yourself and as put together as this all sounds, that's really how put together this is and how put together it has been for the 2 years that I've known you. You have thought through every step of this. This is one of those things that to me is as sure of a bet of making it as possible, because like I said, when I asked you, well, you know, Ryan, I'm just not really sure about this feature in most fantasy leagues. You already have an answer. You don't come up with an answer for me. You've already thought it through. You already checked out the pros and the cons. You've already, weighed out, does this one work better than this one? And you have it figured out. And I just want people to know, because right now, tonight, you sound very, very sure of you and you're yourself. And I want the people to know that that's exactly what this is. You have analyzed this to every aspect. And I'm actually someone who's been playing fantasy football for now, I hate to even admit it, 22 years. not consistently all the way through, but the first league I played in was 22 years ago. And I know quite a bit about how it works. And I'm the kind of person that I'm very specific about how I want it to be. And not only do you have it to that level, but you have it way beyond anything I could have dreamed of. So I'm very excited for it. I'm looking forward to every part of it. I can't wait to see it in action, because I think, once again, even like I'm just saying, you know, when I sit down and actually open it up and check it out, I believe that my mind is going to be blown all over again. And so very excited about that. And I would implore anyone out there that's listening that is, you know, hearing this and saying, wow, that sounds great. I'm very interested in that. It's just I'm not sure that, because I don't know how all this works. It's very much worth your time. And I would love for you, and I would implore you to reach out to Ryan, check it out. You're going to find out that any questions you have, he's going to answer them all and give you even better answers than you could have ever hoped for. I'm very impressed with this product. It's way above and beyond what I could have imagined, and just excited for when it finally gets legs.
Yeah, we're excited to deliver the product. There's just so many things we can talk about that are, we can just go on and on about, to be honest with you. For example, we kind of touched a little bit on it, but, we have things called smart contracts. So, basically what those are is, in a lot of fantasy sites, dynasty sites particularly, you get limited on contracts, right? You can do up to 5 on most. Some will let you up to 6 or 7. I think one let me go up to 9 years. So we're saying we're not going to limit your contract. If you want to sign somebody to a 15-year contract, I mean, why should we stop you from signing somebody to a 15-year contract? However, just make sure you have, everything operates within the cap, right? Because you cut that guy halfway through his contract, that's a heck of a cap hit. So, but we do have smart contracts where it allows you to not only have, signing out to whatever you want, but, it also allows you to adjust the contract just like in real life too. So it's no longer just like, oh, $3 million over 5 years, $30 million over 5 years, $6 million a year. You can front load that contract. You can back load that contract. You can move money around in order to fit your salary cap needs. So that was, that's a really great feature that, we wanted to implement. And the another one, and I think people are really going to like this one, is realistic trades. And what we mean by that is, I'm sure you being a dynasty person, you this happens to you a lot. You go in, you're like, hey, I really like this. I really want to trade for your guy. Or somebody puts a trade out there and says, hey, I'm offering up, let's try and think of somebody right now who will the agent. Adrian Peterson would be great. Let's say he just wasn't a free agent, somebody was wanting to trade him, right? And somebody's like, I want a second-round pick because AP's just AP, And you're like, well, I don't want to give up a second-round pick. I think he's great, and I would love to take him because I need a running back. I'd offer you a third-round pick. And they're like, no, that's all right. And the trade ends, right? And you're like, well, you try to convince the guy, he's aging and he hasn't played the last 2 years. And although, he's known as like basically a human Superman, still, it's going to catch up to you at some point. You don't want to risk a premium pick on it. Well, now you have the availability to say, hey, how about we do this? If he rushes for 800 yards and or 10 touchdowns, so one or the other or both, I'll give you that second round pick. But if he doesn't meet one of those, it stays a third round pick. So now you have an option to put in there. And the guy can say yes or no to it. To me, it's like a win-win, because why wouldn't you take that? You're basically betting on the player, and you're coming out with a draft pick anyway. You know what I mean? Because most of the time, when you put out a trade offer, you might get one or two hits, and if nobody's willing to pay a second round pick, well, now you're just stuck with Adrian Peterson. What if I don't want to be stuck with Adrian Peterson's salary? And I didn't get my second round pick, and I'm just stuck with it. Well, now I have an option to say, all right, I'll gamble it. I'll trade you to him, and if he gives you these 1,000 yards, well, then I get my second round pick anyway. But if not, at least I got something in return. I saved the cap money, and it kind of works out as like a little bit of a win-win, So we wanted to bring that to fantasy football as well. And one of the last things I'd like to talk about, and this has been a great cry from a lot of dynasty people, was – people being penalized for having great players. Now, when did that make sense, right? So one of the prime positions is the secondary, right? Like, you would never draft Darrell Revis 5 years, 6 years ago, right? Because he was a legit lockdown corner. Nobody threw to him. He was taking out the receiver's best players. But nobody ever took him. And if they did take him, it was, like, way late and usually ended up like a backup. I had him twice on my team. I never played Darrell Revis. So, because your job as a fantasy player is to get points. So you want to get those second and third tier guys, because those are the guys getting thrown on. Those are the guys that can get you the deflections and the tackles. I mean, if you get the interception, that's like a bonus. But, I mean, really, just the deflections and tackles. So we're like, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So what we did is we're going to say, no, we're gonna give you a reason to get those guys, to get those premium guys. We're going to make the secondary. And there's other positions, but the secondary is really like the big one, the corners and the safeties. We're going to make you want to go out and get a Darrell Revis or, a Richard Sherman or something like that. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to say, if you have one of those guys, not only are you going to get your points week in and week out for them, whatever they may be, but if they're going up against like an elite player, and we haven't really decided if we're going to be top five or top 10 players yet, really. We're still kind of in discussion about that. But if you take on an elite player and you're shutting him down, you're going to get bonus points based off of shutting down that guy. Because what do? They travel with that number one guy. So if you have, Sherman locking down Julio Jones for a game, but he only gets like 5 points because, maybe he had like one tackle on the game. I mean, he took a lot more than 5 points. He locked down Julio Jones.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we want to reward players for that. We don't want to keep penalizing players for things like that. So we really took like these little nuances that people were crying for years for people to develop and never did. And we just decided to wrap into all one big bubble. And, just really bring everything we want that people want to fantasy football. So,
I like that a lot.
I
was just saying I like that a lot because, anything that kind of takes away, it does, like you said, it doesn't make sense to have a player like Darrell Revis back in the day on your team and not starting because he's so good that it was a bad idea to draft him. So I think that's something that's going to be very helpful and make it a lot more fun.
Yeah, no joke, I used to start Orlando Scandrick over Darrell Revis. In real life, when would you ever do that?
Right. It makes sense, though. But it's only because the scoring is based on statistics that, that don't come out on paper. Shutting out Julio Jones, like you said, is better than getting 5 sacks because he didn't get the ball because you're that good. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. And, I had a few other questions that were bouncing around in my mind, but for the most part, you've covered all of it, and I think it's you guys are headed in such a great direction. And I'm so excited that the only complaint I have is that it's not starting this year because it would be be a lot of fun to check it out. But I remember talking about it with you 2 years ago and thinking, wow, this is exciting, but it's going to be so long before I get to play it. And now that time has already come and gone. So before we know it, it'll be here and it'll be available to play. So I think it's great that people are starting to get excited about it, starting to get focused. If somebody wants to start out in advance, are they available to sign up yet, or is that something we have to wait for too as well?
No, that's just something that you have to wait for, unfortunately. Like I said earlier, we are just gathering the emails on the website right now, and we're putting out a bunch of information about, what it's going to be, once it gets funded and programmed. So, unfortunately, we don't have anything where people can actually test anything out or play with anything. But one of the things actually is if you decide to help us out with the Kickstart and stuff like that, that one of the rewards is to be a beta tester. So when the first draft comes out from our programmer, we're actually going to test it with about 500 people. So we're going to get those people in and be like, hey, you know what? We want you to play it, break it, do whatever you can to it, and we want your feedback from it and everything else like that. And then, if there's anything that needs to be fixed or any final touches, that will go back to our programmers, get fixed, and then be released. Our hope is really to be able to bring it out in the spring of next year to where people can, right after, like, the NFL draft, start doing their veteran drafts and their rookie drafts and, building their teams and stuff like that. But it's, it's all dependent on, the Kickstarter and or if we find an investor. I mean, you know, that would be fantastic. And, you know, that's the end goal.
So in this is a question, one of the last questions I have. It just popped into my head because it's something I'm worried about as commissioner of a league. When you're running a fantasy league and you said that you can, like, trade draft picks and all that kind of stuff, I always let my players trade draft picks, but only for that upcoming draft, because I wouldn't want them to trade for next draft and then for some reason not continue to play in the league. So how does that work? If someone actually decides to leave a league and then their spot is open, does the next player get that team exactly as is?
Yeah, that's everything. So with the Dynasty, you're going to be able to trade picks years in advance, correct? So that's the whole
right.
thing about running a Dynasty and trying to build for whether you're a now guy, you know, you can sell your future
right.
for now, or you're a long-term guy, you can, you know, maybe sell your now for the future. I did that in the league 1 year. I sold just about, I think I sold my whole rookie class, and even about 15% of my veteran draft picks, and I just took, you know, I kept trading down to build a base, but it's a boatload of future rookie picks. And I mean, I went to a rookie draft 1 year with 19 picks, and you know, it was great because it just, you know, it was really funny because I couldn't believe people didn't pay attention to it, and or maybe they just didn't care. I don't know, because I was asking for draft picks 2 and 3 years in advance. Most of them I got 3 years in advance. But when I got that draft, you know, I mean, I'm sitting there with 19 picks, and it gives you such power. It's like
right.
super, it's like Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility, because you literally want to draft everybody, but, like, you shouldn't. And, like, it really taught me, like, how to manipulate my picks to either move up, move down, garner additional picks for the following year. And I built, like, a super team off of that. For a short period
right.
of time, because obviously at some point you always run into the cap issue, right, when you're drafting that many people. But, you know, no, I mean, it was great. I went on a couple of playoff runs. I went on a championship run. I won two in 4 years. It was great. But so what a dynasty is, yeah, exactly. So if you were to play for, say, 5 years and then, you know, you decide to leave, somebody can buy that team and they get it as is, exactly. So – and the great thing about that, though, is another thing that we came up with was one of our leagues had a lot of teams that were let go, right? Like, owners would pick it up for a year or two, maybe three, leave, and then the next person would come in and take it. And they actually, you know, did a pretty good job of finding people to take over them. But always the problem was the person taking over them either had a completely wiped out team, you know, so they would just quit the next year. You know, or they just, you know, lost interest because they couldn't really do much. Well, what we decided to do was decided to offer players a 2-for-1 deal. So if you take over a team, maybe you take a look at a team and you're like, oh, man, this team is really depleted. But you buy that first year. That first year is on you, obviously, but we pay for your second year. So it gives you 2 years to build that team back up. Or if you're lucky enough to get a good team, maybe somebody left the good team intact, you get to run with that team for a couple of years and continue to build it, you know, to give you, like, an incentive. We're all about really making things as simple as possible for the player, which we did with, you know, the financial advisor and things like that, and a smart depth chart, like a set-it-forget-it type thing. And then with this, it's more about rewarding the person for keeping a league running, right? Because without a full league, the league collapses. So we definitely want to let people know about that. And, you know,
right.
another great feature that we had was instead of having to read a help suite, you know, I don't know, in your Dynasty site, if you have one, my Dynasty site had 130-page help suite to find stuff. We actually are going to integrate, like, a little play button on each page. And if you ever get to something you don't know, it's just going to, you know, be a video to watch and say, like, a minute or two clip explaining exactly what to do, exactly what the feature is, and we'll actually walk you through it, right through the video. So, you know, for people out there that might be taken back by all this advanced stuff, you know, wait till you read it. You'll see how simplified we really are going to make it. With these videos, you know, we'll be like, hey, you know, you don't understand this one thing. We'll explain it a little bit in the front, and then, you know, you'll see, like, a picture of us, you know, on our own computer walking you through it, something to that effect, you know, to really, like, make it cement and really make it easy for the person to just, you know, learn the game.
That's awesome, and I think that that's a great solution that you have there. The other thing, in spite of asking that question, the other thing I've actually found out is sometimes when somebody comes in and takes a team that is quote-unquote depleted, everybody's thinking, well, okay, we have an advantage over them, but a lot of times those teams actually have gems on them that have been sitting on the bench that the person that was playing before didn't even play them. So it can turn out to be a very competitive team, and the team that actually won one of my Dynasty Leagues last year had the number one overall pick in the draft last year because of that same reason and was able to bounce back and win the whole thing. So that's the beauty of Dynasty is if you play it right, you can come back and make your own destiny, and that's I think, what makes it so exciting. So, yeah, I think this is great, Ryan. I think you are headed in a very amazing direction with this. I want to tell all the listeners, everybody that's listened in, thank you so much for tuning in. If you just caught the tail end of the show, you can always go back to that same link that you clicked on to start listening to the show. You can click on that again at any time. It's going to take a second now that we're wrapping up here. Between when we do wrap up and when it's ready to play, there's going to be a little bit of a time period there. But once it's gone through, you guys can go back and listen to any part of the show that you want to. Listen to it again, share it with your friends. If you got some buddies that you think would be interested in hearing this and joining you in it, you can go over to their house, bring this up on your phone, click on it, and bam, you'll have it right there. You guys can listen to it. So once the episode is locked, you can download and listen to it anytime you want. But I want to thank you so much for listening in. The show Peter Wiseman Sports Frenzy is a part of the Rivalry Network, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Rivalry Network 1, and you can find our website at rivalrynetwork1.com. So, yeah, like I said, we've been working with Ryan for some time now. We really appreciate all the hard work he's putting into this. We want to continue to support him. If you contact us, we'll put you in contact with him. Very excited about all this. And, have we covered everything you wanted to cover with this, Ryan, or is there anything else you want to touch in on that? And like I said, I would love to have you back anytime to cover anything else or once you've gotten closer to update everyone on how it's going.
We pretty much went over everything. There is a couple of things I just want to just touch on real quick just to kind of refresh, to kind of wrap it up a little bit. I think it's important because we spent a lot of time talking about Dynasty, which is our main passion, me, you, and my partner, and a lot of other people. But I do want to make sure that people do realize two things. One, we will have redraft and keeper leagues. And two, that patent-pending technology for the depth chart will also work in the redraft. So that's something that's going to separate us from all the major redrafts. So, the ESPNs, the Yahoos, they're all carbon copies of each other, just different names. Well, we're separating ourselves from that with our patent-pending technology. So that whole thing about injuries occurring and bringing people off the bench, same thing is going to happen in those redraft leagues. So now we're taking a redraft league to a completely new level. So that's one thing. And the second thing I just wanted to clarify for maybe people out there who aren't 100% sure really about what Dynasty is, as you talk, we talked a lot about a lot of different features and things like that, and about how it's building, a complete team and keeping it year after year. But it's really what it is about is it's immersing yourself into controlling every position on the field. So quarterbacks, running backs, fullbacks, tight ends, offensive tackles, offensive guards, centers, defensive line, defensive tackles, defensive end, outside linebackers, inside linebackers, cornerbacks, and safeties. You'll have kick returners, you'll have punters, you'll have kickers in general. You're literally going to field every single position. You're going to have to man a 10-squad practice squad. You can use that's a feature we didn't even talk about, the scouting department, real quick about that. We have a scouting department that's literally going to, you can say, I want to pick up, I need help with wide receiver. You select wide receiver, and it starts generating all this news right to you about all the different wide receiver news around the NFL. And you could put people on your watch list and get even more in-depth information. Maybe they're sending out free agents, and you're just keeping an eye on them in case a guy goes down. And if somebody you know, somebody bids on them, you'll actually get a notification of on your actual watch list, which you can only hold like 5 or 6 people on. Will it say, hey, somebody else is interested in this purchasing. It won't tell them that, like, they put in a bid or how much they bid, but it'll just say somebody else interested in this person. So then you'll have a decision. It'll be like, man, do I grab this guy and sacrifice calling somebody else real quick because I really like this guy? Or you know what, I can live without getting this guy right now, and I'll just keep my team as is. So I just really wanted to clarify, you know, Dynasty is really literally like every single position that you're going to be, you know, filling, and it's going to be, you know, the realistic contracts and salary cap. So I've never seen a salary cap go down in the last 15 years. I think it went down like when it first came out. But, you know, as it continues to increase, ours will increase. If it ever does decrease, it will decrease. And, you know, like I said, we're going to keep it as realistic as possible. So, yeah, other than that, I think we covered everything. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I'm so excited about it. And I'm hoping that you can come on here in the near future and we can talk about it again, because I'm sure I'll have more questions. I'm just still busy digesting all of this and very excited about what it's looking like. So I want to thank you so much for coming on. If you just want to go ahead and give everybody that information one more time, how they can contact you, we can wrap it up and
Yeah, sure. Best way to get a hold of me for a quicker response would be through our Facebook page, and that's National Franchise League. You can go up there. You can obviously like it and share it with your friends. Private message me. I'm on there pretty consistently. I have a quick turnaround time with responses. And then if it's something that, you know, maybe you don't want an immediate response to, or you just feel like throwing out some notes, feedback, or if you're an investor and you want more information, you can reach me through my email, which is Ryan, R-Y-A-N-J, at gap853.com, and you can reach me through that way as well.
Awesome. And, Ryan, I just want to thank you so much for coming on and for being a part of what started out as the Everything Sports franchise and now has moved on to Rivalry Network, and, you know, for just being a part of it and playing along with that, and we want to continue to support you and make this big, because I think that this can not only be something fun to do, but this can be revolutionary and can actually be the thing that we're talking about here in the future as having changed fantasy football. So I'm very excited about it. I know you're excited about it. I want to thank you once again for coming on, and I hope you have a great great rest of the week, a great weekend, and hopefully we can talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and you know, same to you as well. And you know, I'd love to come back on whenever you have time available. You know, like I said, maybe when we get you know, into like the whole kickstart phase, and you know, we'll get closer to that goal and things like that, or we come up with with all the newsletters, we'll talk about it a little bit more. You know, maybe people start contacting us, asking questions, and yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to come back.
All right. Sounds great. Well, I hope you enjoy your evening, and we will talk to you very soon.
All right. You enjoy your evening as well.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And once again, as I said, that is Ryan. He is the creator of, I believe he called it the National Franchise League Fantasy Football, and he's really moved this forward, put a lot of time and effort into it, as you can tell, and he's very serious about this. And not only am I confident that it's gonna happen and that it's gonna be fun and exciting and something we're all gonna want to play, but I'm also very confident what I said before about I think that this is gonna be revolutionary. He's covered every base, and the only thing that might intimidate some people is how big this is. But that's why I keep bringing up how thorough he's been about it, because I think it's not gonna be as complicated as it seems, because he has put all this time and effort into making it very user-friendly. And as he said, you know, if you have a question, there's going to be a video you can click on. It's going to be very self-explanatory. So beautiful thing to look forward to. I want to thank you once again for listening in. This show is sponsored by the Rivalry Network and Rivalry Radio. Once again, you can find me all over Facebook. I have groups that you can join called the Rivalry Network Lounge. And if you're a Cowboys fan like Ryan, you can go to Rivalry Network Cowboys Lounge, and if you're a Packers fan like me, to Rivalry Network Packers Lounge, and whatever your team, you can just add those in. You'll find it there. We also have a writers group. We obviously have a radio show, radio network, with shows on Monday. We have The Flip Side with Mike and Rich. Tuesday, we have my show with Mark Kelly. Wednesdays is usually an open night. Like I said, tonight it's kind of a special episode. Thursdays is baseball with Mark Kelly. Friday is, every other Friday, is Peter Wiseman's Entertainment Frenzy. I interview some of the up-and-coming entertainers in the industry. And then on Sundays, we have Time Out with the Goodfellas. So join in anytime. The Rivalry Network is growing big, and it's getting exciting. And we're very excited that you were a part of it. I hope that you have a great rest of the evening, a great rest of the week, and a great weekend when it comes. And I hope you have a good night.